Watch, Karine Jean-Pierre walks away from question about Halle Biden. By Joel B. Polak on March 16, 2023. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre walked out of the briefing room on Thursday as a reporter tried to shout a question about payments to Halle Biden, the president's staffer-in-law, from a Chinese company. The payments to Halle, who is Beau Biden's widow, were revealed earlier Thursday when the House Oversight Committee revealed that a state-linked Chinese company sent $3 million to an associate of Biden's other son, Hunter Biden, and that some of that money was distributed to four other accounts associated with the Biden family. Recipients included President Biden's brother, James, Hunter, Halle, and an unnamed Biden. As Breitbart News reported, Beau Biden's widow and Hunter's ex-lover Halle Biden is the new family business member who received a $25,000 cash payment on March 27, 2017, from family associate Robinson Walkers LLC regarding a Chinese venture, the House Oversight Committee revealed Thursday. Walker, who has described himself as someone who generally has been acting as a surrogate for H. Hunter around the country and abroad pursuing opportunities, received a $3 million payment from State Energy HK Limited, which was divvied up between four Biden family members, Hunter, James, Halle, and an unknown Biden. According to the committee, Halle is the new member identified who was previously a mystery. There is still an unknown Biden in the bank records. No first name is listed for the fourth Biden. It is notable that State Energy HK Limited was named by Comer as an entity funneling money to the Bidens. State Energy HK Limited was under the control of Chinese company SFC China Energy's chairman, Yi Jianmeng, and was affiliated with SFC, Yi, State Energy HK Limited, and SFC were closely linked to the Chinese Communist Party. Editor's note, this story has been corrected to note Halle Biden was previously Hunter Biden's lover, not wife. Yi was a business partner of Hunter, and SFC was to launch a joint venture with the Biden family, in which 10% of the equity was to be reserved for the big guy. Yi is currently in jail in China on bribery allegations. The White House responded earlier Thursday to the revelations, denouncing the House Oversight Committee for what it called a disgusting attack on the president's family. It did not, however, deny the transactions. That fueled speculation among some, including legal scholar Jonathan Turley, that the White House would face questions about the scandal in Thursday's briefing. However, no reporters asked about it until the end. As Jean-Pierre concluded the briefing, a reporter shouted the question, but she ignored it and left the room. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the new biography, Rhoda, Comrade Caudalie, You Are Out of Order. He is also the author of the recent e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair, The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.